Info. Welcome back. It still is Heropot Hackett, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Orkuchinedu, and this is the final hour for the show. Of course, this leads all the way to noon, where we have the major news and Sunnyside follows. The conversation for this hour is inspired by my frustration at what I see on the internet. Right? Now, what I'm not saying everyone should behave like me or... Anyways, I was frustrated, and this is a reaction to it. Have you ever seen a post on Instagram specifically where a person who feels like they are 2 minutes away from exploding post a photo? I'm trying not to state what gender does this, but let me use some terms that will help us understand. A person who's overweight, right, post a picture, and the tag that goes with it is body positivity. Now, I have nothing against your choices, right? I believe that we will all act in the best possible interest of ourselves. But this acceptance agenda is beginning to go too far. So body positivity is the conversation for this hour. If you look up the meaning, Wikipedia would return a social movement focused on the acceptance of all bodies regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender, and physical abilities, while challenging present-day beauty standards as an undesirable social construct. That is what it defines it as. Regardless of how big, small, fat, slim, obese, whatever's on the other side you are, we must accept your body type. So that is people being comfortable in their own skin, which is okay. I'm a big fan of confidence. I'm not exactly a slim person myself, right? But the last thing you would do is make me feel bad for how I look. It's not going to happen. So I understand the confidence thing. However, I will not shove it down anybody's throat or force anybody to accept my body type because I'm feeling all positive. So body positivity, is it a construct to promote self-confidence or to encourage incompetence? Questions begging important answers. The person with the answers to my question is Sandra Kennebo. She's a fitness trainer, health and lifestyle consultant. And as you can tell, she's fit. She's not fat. Hello, Sandra.
Good morning, Sam.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you just coming from the gym or going to the gym?
No, no gym today.
Interesting. Okay. So let's look at body positivity as a concept. Okay. What maybe it originally was and what people have made it. How would you define, when you hear that term, body positivity, what are the words you would use in describing the term?
Body positivity. It's in the body acceptance movement. I think as bodies have been changing over the course of years, body positivity came out to save the day as a concept to save the day.
Okay.
In our parents' day, they didn't need body positivity. They did not have as much people this overweight. So I think the concept is coming to save the day. I see it more as a band-aid covering something. And if you look at it like first aid, yes, you need a band-aid for a while. So it has limited use, the way I see it, to some extent. But of course, we don't deal with moderation in this day and age. Social media takes everything to the extreme. So the same thing has happened with this body positivity movement, and everything is really extreme now. So
now, must everyone be slim and fit?
I would say everybody should be healthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Healthy looks different on different people.
That's a smart way to dodge the question. But I'll find a way to put you back there. Now, there are different body types, right?
Yes.
Let's even look at sizes for clothes.
Yeah.
Now, you would hear plus size.
Yes.
And when you hear that, you know that this person is on the large end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Right? And some would say, oh, not everybody not every big person is unhealthy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Some people have, you know, unique body structure and all of that. I may not really know how to describe it.
Yes.
So where is the place for a person with a big body? Because I'm trying, you know, in this day where people are offended, I'm not sure what term to use. Is he overweight? Is he obese? Is he fat? For a person who's big, what is the possibility of such a person being fit? And by big, I mean, you know, they look like they have a lot of flesh on their bone.
Yes.
Yeah, so can such a person be really fit?
I know a couple of dancers that are overweight.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to impede, you know, their work.
Movement and all that.
They dance. And they're flexible and they can go through rehearsals and practice and all that.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be proper of me to say it's not possible for you to have some level of fitness and be overweight. But that is usually an exception, not the rule.
Okay.
So when we give these recommendations, even coming from the medical angle, we are still being general. But if you really want to get down to it, someone can be fit to an extent and be overweight.
Yeah, but overweight in itself, the term overweight,
yes,
it means you have more than you should have.
Yes, based on certain parameters.
So how are you engaging consistently in such physical activity as dancing or, you know, whatever, and you're still overweight? It doesn't add up.
It adds up because most of the time the body is not as straightforward as we would like. It's not a calories in, calories out thing like they want us to see it as. There are a lot of things involved. The kind of food you eat, your mental state, your sleep levels, even the kind of bacteria in your gut affects your weight. It's not as straightforward as, oh, I don't eat so much or I eat so much. So I wish, personally, I don't like the whole calories talk. I don't talk about calories in my fitness work. I don't, because it's not that straightforward.
Or you talk about love handles?
No, I talk about health, because most of the time when you focus on getting the body healthy, the body resets itself at its own optimal weight. So it's better than someone else trying to set weight for you. Just get your body healthy. It would reset itself where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but you know, Sandra, confidence is also connected to feeling.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If the clothes fits, if you can move around freely.
Yes, yes.
You know, there's, let's not kid ourselves. You and I have felt a bit more confident in certain clothes.
Yes.
There was a day you dressed a certain way, you wore a pair of shoes, yes, you were looking, and you felt like you could conquer the world.
Yes.
Right? So, so I feel like an in-shape body makes a person more confident.
Yes.
Because if you try to wear that blouse and it doesn't fit, there's, you know, it's a downer. You feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we still have to have conversations around what confidence would mean.
Yes.
To a person in a certain body type.
Yes. So fitness is as much as I try to bring the narrative of looking deeper and thinking about it medically, we're still human beings that would also be vain and think about, you know, how you look. And then we are now trying to avoid the pitfall of not falling into societal standards about how a woman is supposed to look or a man is supposed to look. I don't like extremes.
Okay.
I don't like, on one extreme, I don't like being all about how you look. On the other extreme, I don't like the focus on it doesn't matter how you look. So I'll try to be in the middle, because no matter how we talk about it, human beings are vain, including me. We are all vain. So you have to strike that balance between what medical risks this weight is going to give to me.
Okay.
And, you know, the amount of confidence I can have.
Okay.
So, yes, we're not going to be targeting a certain look. But then, whatever weight you are, make sure you're healthy at that weight and you like the way you look at that weight.
It's difficult to look at obesity and think healthy, right?
Yes.
And the reason why I say this, I mean, if I'm hoping you're watching live, because I want to believe that we are live right now. I'm not exactly the smallest person in the room. As a matter of fact, I would fall more in the direction of the biggest guy in the room. And I'm talking physically speaking, not really bank account, so don't think along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. So I know what it's like to be heavy.
Yes.
But the thing is, society has standards for beauty.
Yes.
And the people you see on the magazine covers, unfortunately, this has been the situation from the 90s. You would imagine that, okay, now there would have been more of a change. There's not a lot of change. There's more acceptance now.
Yes.
But, you know, beauty standards are still looking a certain way.
Yes.
Even when people talk about their dream man or woman, tall, dark, handsome, you know, chiseled, there's always a person has to be in shape, fit, and all of that. Look at the jobs. Air hostesses have to look a certain way.
Yes.
People in certain careers, most people who go on TV,
yes,
not necessarily actors, but a TV host,
yes,
you know, you have to look good in a suit.
Yes.
So when you look at these standards, and then you look at yourself in the mirror,
mm-hmm,
you're not anywhere close, right? But you crave that life. Maybe you really want to be an air hostess. You want to be a TV host.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to do these things, but you don't have the body. Let's even look at the armed forces, the military. You cannot, you can't be a soldier.
Yes.
If your stomach is...
You can't run.
You know? So these are the things. So how do we connect what your body is with what the standard is?
My issue with societal standards is it's always moving. It's always shifting. When you look at Marilyn Monroe, for example, in the 60s, she had some flesh on her bones and she was taken as the most beautiful woman at that point.
But she wasn't overweight.
She wasn't overweight.
Yeah, she
was. But she had some flesh on her bones. So there's that, you know, that balance. And then you see the girls on the runways these days and I'm like, Omo, is she going to break apart right now in front of me? And the idea of plus size, it started from size 14 up. It came down to size 12. I was shocked when I discovered recently that plus size is getting to size 10. That me, I'm plus size. Wow. I'm like, how are you people carrying this thing? Like, wow, you people are getting too far with this thing. So it keeps shifting, and that's the part I don't like. If we were fixed, okay. But now it keeps shifting, and you know, imagine what it's doing to people's minds and expectations.
So in the conversation around acceptance, what should be accepted and what shouldn't be? And while we're talking acceptance, I'm not talking about being accepted by society.
Okay.
I'm talking about being accepted by myself and by those who matter to me.
Yes.
For a man or a woman, how they look is important to their spouse. You know, if you're a lady that you're gaining weight, your husband's impression of you is very important.
Yes.
Right? Because it affects a lot, both intimacy and all of that. So, the acceptance part, at what point do we say, no, we can't accept this?
Okay.
Right? You have to start doing something about it.
Right.
And when do we say, okay, well, even though work has to be done, you are beautiful in your own frame.
Okay.
So when expressing what we see, when do we go with acceptance? When do we go with, no, you have to, my sister, my brother, it get as it be. So how do we play around that?
Personally, my threshold is usually from the medical angle.
Okay.
Once your health starts getting compromised, definitely you have to do something about it. And this is at every weight because they're actually slim people. They have medical issues. So the point is quality of life. So now quality of life at whatever weight should be handled. So you notice that, okay, I've never been a slim person, but let me use arbitrary weights now. When I was 70 kg at my height, I was fine. I used to be chubby, but I was fine. But then I noticed that after I added the last 10, 15 kg, I've not been sleeping well. This has been happening, that has been happening. Things that you know happen to your health. I'm like, no, this is not good enough. I think that's the right way to look at it. That if I can get back to the 70 kg that I was fine with health-wise, I think that would be good.
While I'm not crazy about validation, the validation of some people matter, right?
Yeah,
it does. You have partners who would say, oh, I love a chubby lady, or I love a slim person.
Yeah.
Or my man, when he had those packs, he was really doing it for me these days, you know? And life happens.
Yeah.
Women have baby weights.
Baby weights.
Men have whatever weights they have, you know? And things change. You're not that picture, you know, the original picture anymore. So with situations like this, if we're looking at it just from the perspective of health, if I feel healthy, I'm okay.
Mm.
What about the opinion of those that should matter? Right? It's not just about, but there are opinions of people that should matter. Please hold our thoughts. I hope you remember the question.
Yes.
We have a break coming up now.
Okay.
After that, we talk some more. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Hackett. 92.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. Body positivity is the focus on Hello Port Hackett. My guest, Sandra Kennebaugh, who is a fitness trainer, health and lifestyle consultant, is still right here. Hello, Sandra.
Yeah.
All right. So body positivity is defined as a social movement focused on the acceptance of all bodies, regardless of size, shape, skin tone, gender and physical abilities, while challenging present day beauty standards as an undesirable social construct. I'd like it to be a part of the conversation. My question for you, I'm putting you in a difficult position. What is a rational way to tell an overweight person they need to get in shape, need to lose weight, or make healthier choices without offending them? And I'm hoping you're a person in position to be able to make that statement, because, you know, not everyone can approach everyone and, you know, say something like that. There are people who have earned the right to do that. So if you're in that position, what's a rational way to tell an unhealthy person, an overweight person, that they have to get in shape? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Now back to you, Sandra. For, I don't know if I should call it expectations, right? Just like the question I asked the listener. For people who have a right to say, oh, no, you have to. Where do we draw the line? Because while you have said that you're looking at this from the perspective of health, the minute your weight begins to affect your health, you need to do something. But what about meeting the, you know, the demands of your marriage? Let's say you have a husband who's really fit.
Yes.
You know, let's just imagine the guy goes to the gym, he's all about fitness.
Yes.
And you as the wife, or if you're the husband, anyone, you're eating anyhow, doing anyhow, you're beginning to gain weight. And this guy is like, see, I'm putting in work, right? I would like to see the same from you. So how do we also connect with the need to look good for those that matter to us?
It's actually very important. It's very important. That's, to me, the second most important reason apart from health. Health is most important. And then secondly, the perception of people around you, and one of the most important relationships are marriage partners, you know, spouses. Everybody comes into marriage with expectations, and, you know, physical looks are part of that expectation.
Yeah.
So hopefully that expectation is flexible enough to take real life. Real life being, like you said, the women have baby weights as a possibility as far as they decide to have children. There are other real life circumstances like that, but it doesn't totally take away the expectation. I just hope it can be modified in every unique case. Talking about baby weight, which is like the most common, you know, thing that changes a woman's weight, pregnancy changes a woman's body irreversibly. Like, we talk about losing weight after babies, yes, but it does not mean that you can go back to pre-baby body. No, it's not possible.
But we've seen some people. Actually,
it's more than the weight lost, down to the cellular level. You have changed. So I'm trying to say, accept that you have changed. You cannot be the woman you were before the baby. So once you accept that, now we can now talk about losing some of the baby weight. Because there are lots of examples I wouldn't want to mention on air. Like, you lose the baby weight, but you still look a bit rounder in a good way, you know. And it depends on how obsessed you are with this. I need to get back my pre-baby body. You can get so obsessed with it that you forget this fundamental thing I just said, that you cannot be that woman you were. You know, the baby has changed you, you know, permanently. So once you manage your expectation well enough with this, okay, if you want to lose weight, no problem. Tighten your belly back after the pregnancy, no problem. But don't have that expectation that you want to get. I encounter this at work in my career a lot. It's like, I was 60 then. I want to go in short. I want to get back to 55 now. And we need to have that session of managing expectation before I start working with them, because I cannot just give you that, you know, yes, you can do it, when I know you cannot. So we always have to have that conversation that your body has changed irreversibly.
No, the reason I already have what I'm going to respond to you with is, I've seen people, you know, maybe go back, look exactly the same. Of course, it took some time. I don't think they had surgery.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure there was any procedure, but it seemed, in fact, you've seen a person who they say, this woman has three kids. You're like,
yes.
It's a lie. Like, it's difficult to imagine that she does. So are they outliers? Like what?
You know, there's what the public sees, someone clothed, and then there's what your significant other sees.
Okay.
You know, that's where they have that talk of looking good naked. So there's what the public sees, and maybe that lady that looks like she her body didn't change has a few stretch marks from the pregnancy, which you wouldn't see, you know, and it may be something giving her confidence issues. She would like to, you know, work on those stretch marks if she can. So what I mean is, there would always be a change you have to manage your expectations around, even if that change is not obvious to the public. So there are definitely some people with body types that make them look like one more. They just give birth and then nothing changes. But it's not everybody that has that advantage.
All right. Once again, I'd like to hear from you. 0817-923-0002. How can you tell a person who you believe is overweight that they need to do something about it, politely, of course, without offending them, because mental health is an important part of the mix these days.
Mm.
Wouldn't want to hear, the way he talked to me, the way she said what she said. It made me go and start thinking, and, you know, one thing led to another.
Mm.
On Facebook, Ozo Francis Namani, who is always watching from Enugu, says, good morning, Sam, and the guests in the studio. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much. Good morning to you, Namani. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. So let's talk about expectation.
Yes.
While you claim to love this person unconditionally, they are the love of your life, you were attracted to a frame.
Mm.
There's something you saw.
Yes.
Right? The vanity part of the conversation is relevant.
Mm.
Oh, I love the way she stands, you know, her body, do this one, do that one.
Mm.
And now you're married, now a baby has come, you can't go back to exactly what you were, but you would like that. The current reality is not too far.
Yes.
You know? So, in the event that it is very far, and I will have to go home for this one, I remember seeing a photo. I think my sisters and I were together. God knows what we're doing in our parents' room. And we found an old picture of my mom. This is either before they got married or they just got married.
Okay.
Because she hadn't had a baby at the time.
Okay.
She and my dad went somewhere, it seemed like a party or so.
Okay.
And she was looking, oh, Lord have mercy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. No. She was very in shape, very, in fact, I mean, seeing what my dad saw, like, I can.
You could understand.
Yes. You know, but my mother of today and of very long ago, I've never known a slim version of my mom.
Okay.
So the difference is clear.
Yeah.
So if where you're coming from is very far from where you are now, how much of an understanding should we expect from your partner?
Mm.
Is it okay for them to start complaining? You know, should they start? Of course, I expect that they'll do it in the right way. But can you start making those comments about, you know, this just might be too much to take.
To an extent, I think your partner has a right to call you to, in quote, call you to order about your weight. Like you said, gone too far, meaning it's like an elastic limit. There's a threshold for it.
Mm.
So there's the angle of, okay, when I got married, she was slim, added a few kgs after the baby. It's fine. She looks like a mother now. But there's a difference between she looks like a mother now and she is overweight.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then you're the husband to such a lady and you have to find a way to, you know, pass the message across. At that point, let me say some arbitrary numbers. Most overweight people it's affecting their health in some way. It's affecting their quality of life in some way. It depends on how much they want to ignore it, but okay, it is affecting their quality of life in some way. So whether you want to come from the angle of health, like I want you around, you know, much longer, I wouldn't want you to have health issues, that would definitely affect me because I'm married to you, so I want you to deal with this now.
Yeah.
Or you come from the angle of, I want to always be proud to, you know, go out with you in public, you know, want to be the slaying couple. Whatever angle you know this person best. Whatever angle you know, people sometimes are even more motivated by the vain reasons than even the health reasons. So you have to know the person you're dealing with. You see ladies that say, okay, I'm going to buy this dress and I'm motivated to enter this dress by so-and-so time. It may work for some ladies, but it won't work for some other ladies. So you know your partner, you know how you bring up the issue for maximum understanding.
I'm glad you use partner, because when I asked the question, it seemed like women were the targets. If the tables are turned, an overweight husband,
yes,
I feel like it's going to be a harder conversation to have.
Yes, it will be a harder conversation. It will be a harder conversation.
Because society does not have too much of a problem with an overweight man.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, there is an expectation that when you get married, your belly down the big old.
And it gives you that big man vibe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gives you respect. Is that in circles?
You can now wear senator and look
and
a certain way.
Well,
chairman. It's not. It doesn't seem like a problem.
Yes.
But if a lady starts to gain, like, madam, what's happening? So, I don't want to ask, is he fair to women? But, you know, a woman who needs to have that talk with a Nigerian husband who is living his best life.
I think the best, the easiest way is to go for performance in bed once you insinuate that his weight is affecting. He would want to do something immediately. I think that's a very good incentive.
It's an ego thing.
It's an ego thing, yes. You can't just talk about looks. Men don't really, really care. They'll be like, I fake. But I think that's where they usually care.
Yeah, I know that it's important to certain men in certain corners to deliver their polling unit. So if your wife suggests that you're falling short, it just might be the required motivation. Aricelia on WhatsApp says, "Hi, Sam. I use the following lines with my patients. Considering the outcome of these investigations, I'll advise you consider diet and lifestyle modification so as to achieve a healthier BMI. And prevent possible systemic illness arising from your present body weight." I say, like, cuckoo key the person. What is this? Statement of purpose.
That's deep.
Okay, so I get the point. Yes, but, you know, the lines. It's really formal, you know.
Hopefully, it has pigeon version. Hopefully, because
this is really formal. Let me take it again. Considering the outcome of these investigations, I advise you consider diet and lifestyle modification to achieve a healthier BMI and prevent possible systemic illness arising from your present body weight, Aricelia. Okay, thank you very much. I wish you called, because I would definitely would have loved to speak with you. All right, approximately 91% of women are unhappy with their bodies and resort to dieting to achieve their ideal body shape. Unfortunately, only 5% of women naturally possess the body type often portrayed by Americans in the media. Now, this is according to dosomething.org. The data for Africa is not very easy to get, you know. So for all those who may have done some survey in their country, is a start we're working with. But let's look at a person who wants to get back in shape, wants to be trimmer, have that confidence back. What is the easiest? And I know I'm not supposed to talk about fastest, but time is important. Dieting, workouts, you know, what will I start now that, you know, by maybe Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. September last prize. You know,
September.
We start seeing some, you know. What's the quickest way? What's the most the best way to achieve the fastest possible?
I would say the most thorough way. If you see the body weight like a thermostat controlling temperature, and the body maintains weight like that, it's like there's a set point that no matter what you eat, it just wants to stay there.
Okay.
So what people are really struggling with when they are doing the whole Fit Fam thing is to reset that set point, because it's as if the body stubbornly wants to stay somewhere no matter what. And the way to reset that is really, when you say diet changes, what you're really doing is changing your metabolism deeper than, you know, what you're eating, because your food is sending messages to your body to do certain things. So that's why, you see, I don't like the focus on calories, because it's really about the food as per chemical messengers. What is your food telling your body to do?
That's good news for me.
Yes, and certain foods tell your body to lose weight. That's what they call fat-burning foods, because they send the chemical message. And then, apart from diet change, intermittent fasting has that effect of, you know, resetting that thing. If you think of it like a thermometer, intermittent fasting has that effect. You're fasting a certain amount of hours, within 24 hours. It's a very easy way of fasting. Many people do it not knowing that they're doing it. Between diet changes and intermittent fasting, you can go a long way even before you even add exercise.
Doctors will tell you to first check, you know, even with fitness, before you start working out and running, they will tell you to check your vitals, be sure that you're... So if a person wants to start intermittent fasting, they will definitely have to check some things.
Especially if you have blood sugar control issues. Okay. You should check with your doctor any step you want to take. I would advocate that. The third thing is a detox. A detox also has the effect of resetting your weight set point. Now, attacking all this at once is going to give you, in quote, the fastest result. But a lot of times, people are not ready for the work. So that's why weight loss looks slower. If you really, really are ready for the work, and, you know, you have a professional that knows what he's doing, you can actually have it fast. If you're ready. And all, when I mean ready, not just mindset, also financially, because you will buy certain supplements, you will change your feeding. Uh-huh. So if you're ready, you can actually get fast results.
There and is you make it out alive?
More than alive. More alive, actually.
Just checking to see if the end of the road will be the end of the road for you.
No starvation needed. Disclaimer.
What gender? Considering that we still have two in Nigeria.
okay, cut that. Some countries have 13.
Exactly. For the two we still have.
Yes.
What gender finds it harder or easier to lose weight?
I say the women have it harder, because we have hormonal fluctuations that, you know, always interrupt our plans at certain points. So I think the women have it harder.
So I'm genetically predisposed to get better results.
Yes.
In shorter
time. Yes.
I think that adds confidence to my very existence. All right. Thank you very much, Sandra. It's always a pleasure sharing time and space with you. And for those who would like to check you out, Sandra and a friend of mine I know has been on a no fizzy drink challenge for the longest possible time. So there's a wonderful guy I know who can always, you know, take a bottle of things that when you open them, you hear psst. Well, thanks to Sandra, that guy, I've lost him. He doesn't take those drinks anymore. You've not had fizzy drinks in how long, you personally?
My husband is even better than me at this point.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because
And you initiated him?
I think it was more of an influence. People think I had this sit down with my husband and say, if you're going to get married to me, you would not. No, he just decided it on his own. And of course, I cheered him on like, yes, you're doing good.
Okay.
So I would say, definitely I've had a fizzy drink within the last 4 months.
Oh.
I would say definitely. In social conditions, I tend to reduce my guard.
I remember, I think I know when he hit 1 year.
He has hit 2 years.
Yeah, because yes. He celebrated it on social media.
Yes.
And I had to swipe past because
it cannot be
oppressing me. Okay.
Yeah, he has hit 2 years.
Intentionality about cutting down sugar.
Yes, definitely.
The previous question was supposed to be the last, but some people say, yeah, but the sugar in the things you take now, the rice and the other things, so why not just drink, take a drink here and there? How do you respond to people who say that?
I would say it's I'm looking for a nice way to say it. I think it's more of a lazy approach to feeding.
Okay.
Because the body treats food, different foods are treated differently by your body. So
okay.
There's no, every food is treated differently.
It's okay, Sandra. Mm. I think we can end the conversation now.
Yes, can end the conversation.
Your social media handles for those who want to connect with you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as Sandra Enyida. Enyida, that's my surname.
Okay. So. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for being a part of this. This is where Head Upward Hackett comes to its inevitable end. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well, or simply search for Sam Oracle Chinedu.